Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
Well, it is National Coming Out Day, and we have a special partnership today because, you know, on the first year anniversary of Channel Q, we wanted to, since we launched on National Coming Out Day, wanted to celebrate the best way we know how. And it is the gift that you're supposed to give for 1 year anniversaries is paper. So for us, we're like, ooh, paper, that means money.
Yes,
what can we do with money that would make sense and be on brand for us and we'd be helpful to our community? And we thought, you know, we should really partner with PFLAG because they are an incredible nationwide organization. In fact, the largest LGBTQ plus organization for people who within the community, their parents and families and allies. And in fact, right now online, we've got Liz Owen, the Director of Communications of PFLAG, who's joining us now. Welcome to the Morning Beat, Liz.
Hey, Liz.
Thank you. Good morning and happy anniversary.
Thank you
so much for having me.
Thank you.
And before we dive in, I just want to tell, at any time during the show, you can text Channel Q, all one word, to this number, 41444. That number is, type it in your phone, 41444, and then in the body, the text, Channel Q, and all the money is going to go to PFLAG. You can just follow the prompts there. Liz, so tell us a bit about what PFLAG is for those who may not know.
Sure. So, and thank you too to your generous listeners. We so appreciate their support. So we were founded in 1972 in New York City by Jean Manford, a Queens, New York school teacher and the mom of a gay son, who was the first mom to stand up publicly to support her kid. And she marched with him in an early precursor to Pride, New York Pride. And at the end of the march, found herself surrounded by people saying, please talk to my parents. And from that first march, 9 months later, ironically, PFLAG was born.
Wow.
And we have grown from that single meeting, which had about 20 people in it. We now have over 400 chapters across 49 states. Any listeners in North Dakota, we lack a chapter there. We used to have three. We're trying to build one. So reach out to PFLAG. We're working on that. And we have over 200,000 members and supporters across the country. It's
incredible.
Quite amazing.
If you guys are just tuning in, we're talking with Liz Owen, Director of Communications for PFLAG. Now, why is PFLAG needed, particularly on Coming Out Day today?
So, as your listeners, I'm sure, know, we honor National Coming Out Day. This is the 31st anniversary of National Coming Out Day.
Wow.
And October 11th is an important date. It was chosen because it was the anniversary of the 1987 National March on Washington
for
lesbian and, at the time, lesbian and gay rights. You know, coming out still matters because when people who still don't understand LGBTQ plus identities realize they know someone or love someone who is LGBTQ plus, it can change hearts and minds. Legislation matters, but sometimes legislation is the first step and hearts and minds have to catch up.
Yeah, I love that you said hearts and minds. I say that often because sometimes it's about the experience. I think that was part of the strength of Queer Eye is that we didn't come in with any agenda. We were just changing subversively hearts and minds by just being our authentic selves. And obviously we had places to go. When I was growing up, I didn't even know PFLAG existed, and I would have surely benefited from the organization. How can people get in touch with PFLAG or perhaps just find a chapter near them?
Sure. So pflag.org/find will allow you to connect to and find and search our database of all of our chapters. I do want to say the importance of PFLAG, certainly, and especially at Coming Out Day. You know, lots of people are celebrating, come out wherever you are. But the reality is there are many LGBTQ plus people, especially youth, who aren't safe to do it. They're not safe to be out in their homes. They're not safe to be out in their communities. You know, there's a study from a great organization, the Williams Institute. About 40% of homeless youth are LGBT, and 7 in 10 of the people they spoke to indicated that family rejection was the major factor contributing to that.
Wow. That's shocking.
I want to ask you on that note, if you guys are just tuning in, we're with Liz Owen, Director of Communications of PFLAG. How is the best way to respond to loved ones when they come out?
Such a great question, and one we get often. So there's no one perfect way to react if you think your child might be LGBTQ+, especially if they're not directly coming out to you. But your response to your child, regardless of your feelings, is going to make an impact. Mm-hmm. First, speak with and listen to them. Give them ample opportunity to open up and share those thoughts and feelings. Sometimes it's just a gentle, open-ended question. How did things go at school or work or church or, you know, in your day today? That can open the door to dialogue. Don't push them. Really listen.
Yeah.
Support their identity, including their gender expression, even if you feel uncomfortable. You know, you can both feel uncomfortable and still love and support your child. Go to a PFLAG meeting to take the feelings of discomfort and with your child express the love. And remember that playing with toys and dressing in clothes that you perceive as maybe different for a different gender might mean your kid's LGBTQ+, or it might not.
Right.
You just don't know. And then finally, expressing that unconditional love, saying I love you is, of course, an obvious way to do it. But actions speak louder than words, and taking any step will ensure your kid has the love and support they need. And if you find yourself at a loss for words, sometimes a hug.
Yeah. You know what? I want to give that number out again. All you have to do, if you open up your phone, you're going to text this number, 41444. That's it. Just a five-digit number, 41444. And then body of the text, text Channel Q, all one word, and then just follow the prompts and you can donate. Think about sending us a cup of coffee if you're going to buy Mikayla and I a drink or something. The amount you'd put for that, send it to PFLAG. It's our one-year anniversary, and what a great way to celebrate. So now, you know, with all that's happening in the world, certainly last night was the CNN HRC town hall thing. Thing. And
yes,
there's
oh, I was there. It was yeah. amazing.
Oh my God, I'm jealous. So there is an awakening in this country about the term LGBTQ+. How can allies really help? For instance, maybe they don't, you know, if they're just an ally, they don't have a relative or something, how can they be engaged to support the community?
Well, first of all, we have a fantastic program. It's over 10 years going, called Straight for Equality.
Ooh.
It is our program that takes our 47 years of work on the front lines with families and applies it directly, especially to allies. I'm going to give this pflag.org/publications.
Okay.
We have two great guides. One is called Guide to Being a Straight Ally. The other one is called Guide to Being a Trans Ally. They're lighthearted, they're fun, they're informative, and the truth is anyone can be an ally. Simple actions. It doesn't mean you have to pick up a sign and go march.
Yeah.
You know, allies are on a journey of understanding just the way LGBTQ+ people and their families are on a journey. You know, it could be as simple as if you work in a school, post a rainbow decal and
Agreed.
Let people know you're a safe haven.
Yes.
Simple, small actions. We don't have a checklist that says you have to believe these 100 things in order to call yourself an ally. Mm-hmm. Ally is action. It is not an identity.
I love that.
Take the action.
Liz Owen, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Director of Communications for PFLAG, Liz Owen, please, we're going to keep giving out the number and the text code. And thank you for all the great work that you do. It is so vital.
Thank
in
you
our community.
So much, Lizzo. And again, pflag.org/find and pflag. You can donate to 41444, text Channel Q, all one word, to help out today. Thank you again, Lizzo.
Thank you so much. Have a great coming out day.
Chat soon. Thank you, too.
All right, you guys. Well, speaking of coming out, what celebrity said a recent announcement was a second coming out? We'll tell you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.